Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another beautiful day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s. It's perfect golf weather, but those of us who are dedicated to this craft will skip these days, get angry about it, but then realize this is what we do. And this is what we do. So good morning, everyone. Bob Pompiani here, Joe Starkey. He'll be back next week. We miss him here. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Bob. Great to see you. Yes, we are expecting to see Joe next week. So I talked to him yesterday, and he's in our thoughts, and we will see him soon.
And you're wearing your Penn State hat today? You still haven't given up on the Nittany Lions.
I'm wearing my Penn State hat and my Waynesburg hoodie. So where I graduated from undergrad and where I'm getting my master's all represented.
How about that? But also, we're talking about a guy who really was outstanding yesterday for the San Diego Padres again before that. Is it the right college, Waynesburg?
Yes. He did go to Waynesburg, yes.
Yeah, Mason Miller.
Mason Miller, the pride of Bethel Park.
And we welcome in Tyler Kennedy, Tyler Kennedy. Hello, Tyler.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm going to throw you a curveball and talking about Mason Miller. 104.5 miles an hour. That's what he delivered yesterday. He faced one inning of Chicago hitters in game one, struck them all out. Last night, he faced one inning, actually one, another batter after that, but the one inning that he was in there struck them all out. And he was delivering 104-mile-an-hour gas, never seen before in a baseball playoff.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And he's from Bethel Park, went to Waynesburg, and took a while. I think he was only a third-round pick, but here he is, a star for the San Diego Padres, who will play winner-take-all game tonight. That's Did you ever throw a baseball?
Not hard. I threw one down hard and not accurate.
Me too.
You know, no, honestly, again, Canada never had, baseball was never big. It was more under pitch that we played a lot of back home.
Okay.
But I feel like, especially baseball, like if you can be really good at one thing, you know, like he's very good at throwing the baseball. Like in hockey, I feel you have to be really good at a lot more things. You know, like you can't be just
a shooter. If you have a great arm, I've seen pitchers who are overweight, but yet they have the great arm.
Exactly. You can kind of run with it, right?
Yeah.
But hockey's a little bit different, but it'd be so fun to have that, like, talent. You know, like, no, I can throw gas. Like, that's like just walking up to the mound and throwing gas. I just think it's the coolest thing. And especially when you strike someone out just by being better, really just better than they are, like, that's pretty special.
Yeah, and they know it's coming. That's the thing about it. They know it's coming. Yeah. Go ahead and try to hit it. So that series is 1-1. We'll get more into that a little later in the program, but off the top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Austin, we have a pretty packed show. We have Tyler Kennedy here.
Kennedy.
I've been hearing it more the last year and a half than I heard my whole career. So it's been
good. That's, I just hope I don't miss an octave in trying to deliver it. And then after that, we have
Kennedy. Let's keep it to Bob.
Kennedy. And then we got to give Chris Hoke a proper introduction, too. What would that be like?
Ooh.
Like, Hokey.
You got to come up with something for Hokey, bro.
Yeah, we got to do that. He's coming up after that. Jeff Hathorn will be here later.
Yes.
And we're going to have Bob Friend on, who's a really good local golfer, but he's involved in a charity event this week that is going to be interesting, and I want you guys to hear about it. So he'll talk about that coming up at 12:50 today. But that's our Off the Top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. So off the top for you, Tyler Kennedy, is news a couple of days ago that Kirill Kaprizov, who's a really talented young player for the Minnesota Wild, but he hasn't really won anything as a team. They haven't done that yet. That doesn't mean he can't. But he signs a contract for $136 million. It's $17 million a year. Billy Guerin gave him that contract, and I'm a little bit surprised. That's a lot of money. But, it, you know, is he worth it at 17? That's one thing to discuss. But the bigger question is, Connor McDavid sits there and waits for a contract. Your thoughts about Kaprizov and what it means for Connor McDavid?
One, what a move by Connor McDavid, letting these guys go after it, sitting back and being like, because everyone knows Connor McDavid is the best player in the world right now. And when you have a guy like Kaprizov signing 17 a year, which is very surprising for me that Billy Guerin did that, because I think Billy's been on two champions. He won a cup twice. I think he understands that you can't rally around one player, because that's a lot of cap space taken up on one player. And what I think,
but
of
you
him,
need that player, and there was thoughts of him
player.
Moving on.
But when you look at last year's Florida Panthers, Barkov, how much is Barkov making this year? 10?
He's something close to that, yeah.
Right? Like, he's make. You're telling me he's $7 million better than Barkov, which is crazy. And when you look at Florida, their team had so much depth, and that's what you win with. And when you commit so much money to one guy, it just never works out. And then when you talk about Carlson, what the biggest thing, it's not Carlson's play, it's the price tag he plays at. And then when you think of Kaprizov, it's like $17 million. He's going to have so much more attention from other teams with that contract. If he starts going scoreless in one or two games, like, things change quick. But wow, what a life-changing signing. And you know, whenever you're a former player, when a guy signs like that, you're always excited for him. When you get that bag, you run with it, because you know how gruesome some of the games can be, how hard, you know, the business after hockey is and all that. So when he gets the bag, you're very excited for him. But again, I don't have him. Like, he might be my 11th best player in the NHL right now, but he's a number one guy in paychecks. That's what's surprising me. And again, I'm surprised Billy did that. I thought Billy would maybe trade him, get two, you know, again, I think you can get a really good player for $14 million, you know? So that was very surprising for me.
And now, at least to where the money is with Connor McDavid, if I'm going to play a little over under game with you, and that is, I'll give you a number. You tell me if he's going to make more than that on an average annual value. And then I'm going to ask you a second question, which is this. How many years will Connor McDavid get? Whether it's $20 million, $19, $18, whatever it is. So how much money do you – over and under $19.5 million, does he get that annual value?
He's going to get over, and it's going to be a short-term two-year contract. I think he's going to give them 2 years to figure it out before he goes to New York or L.A.
So how much of this is he doesn't want to be in Edmonton his entire career?
I think he wants to win. I don't know. I don't think it really matters where he is. I just think he wants to win. I think probably
Edmonton's been knocking on the door twice now, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, as nice as Edmonton is and you're in Canada, there's nothing like playing in a city like L.A. or New York, you know, where he can be a normal guy, live on the beach, on the ocean. It's just a better place to live. L.A.'s got a really good up-and-coming team. They have the cap space to pay them. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when you go to Edmonton and you get off the plane at 1 in the morning and you can't feel your fingers – there's no way you like that. You know, that was like when I went to LA and we jumped off the plane, you're in t-shirts and shorts going to everything's okay. You leave. I had sandals on all year long, and that just made me feel so good. Days off, you're going to the beach. Edmonton's a different story. Edmonton, you're all hockey. And I, being a Canadian guy, I think he's starting to come around that there's other options out there. There's better ways to live and this and that. And I think he's given enough to Edmonton that he's, you know, he's always been the top guy, one of the top guys in the league for points. Everyone knows he's the best guy. And I think he knows it's not him, it's the team around him. And that's why he's going to give him 2 years.
Specifically goalie. I think they always fight with that goalie situation. What about a team in the state of Florida where they don't have a state income tax?
Yeah, like I think that helps out a lot. I think they're blowing it a little bit out of proportion because it wasn't like they just changed that, right? It's been like that for a long time.
But it's an attractive, I've heard a lot of players talk about that as an attractive edge to a contract. Yeah,
but why weren't the Florida Panthers good 10 years ago? I think it's their GM's doing a good job. I think he's using it to their advantage. I think the guys they're getting, like the Marchands, are more aware of that tax break than before.
Because you're at the end of your career and you want to make as much money as you can make, right?
Especially, you see what some guys are doing now is they're backloading their contracts. So when they'll be like, hey, give me two, and then in 10 years, I want $1 million for the next 5 years. And then they go down to a tax break city, and that's how they make that extra couple bucks. But it's when I used to travel, and you would love this one, Bob, you'd go to all these cities and you would know what city you were in by the cars they drove, because Dallas, Florida, yeah, they were very nice cities, but all the guys, like all they would say was all the tax breaks they got, they'd put it into their car. So they had like Lamborghinis, Ferraris, like the whole parking lot was like littered with those. You go to Edmonton, it's like F-150, Ford Explorer.
Get me out of a snowstorm.
Yeah, oh yeah. But the one good thing in Edmonton, like you're like a legit a god. Like you are like you're like the highest person in the city. Like you are the person. You know what I mean? Like you walk around, you walk on water up there.
Yeah.
But I think
I think people want to get away from that. If you're Connor McDavid, he doesn't strike me as someone who wants a lot of public recognition in the sense that he can't go anywhere.
Right.
When you go to a team like LA or New York, you could be one of those players who, you know, isn't totally recognized because they have so many people in New York or so many sports stars in New York. So that, I think that's part of it too. And ding, 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 we have some breaking news here since we're talking about NHL. The Florida Panthers have done it again. 8 years for Nico Mikkola, who I like, by the way. He's a big dude. He gives you an edge. I think the Penguins need somebody like that, to be honest. 8 years, $5 million a year. They're spending a lot of money down there, but they lost Barkov. A lot of people have speculated the Penguins might be able to help them by trading Evgeny Malkin there, because I don't know how many – this is his last year here. Is that what he says? Last year of playing? He may not be last year of playing. It may be last year here because they don't want to give him a new deal. Do you see that at all being possible, given the fact that Florida lost Barkov? They've won cups. They want to win another one. They brought everybody back to win. The Penguins need more help in the youth movement. Does that make sense?
I think it does. And I think Gino would like to go down there. You know what I mean? If there was a team he was going to go to, like if you told Gino Edmonton Oilers, he would be like laughing in your face. You said the Florida Panthers?
Yeah.
I think he's got like a house down there. Yeah. Like he's all
near Miami or in Miami or somewhere
else. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like I think all the Russian guys are down there, right? Miami's a hot spot. But I think I think it makes sense both ways. I think it would probably rejuvenate Gino a little bit, you know? And whenever you come to a guy that you're like, hey, would you waive your no trade? Like, guys are going to waive that no matter what. I think that's the biggest, like, hokey, like, you know, hey, no trade. It's like, dude, if I come up to you and I don't want you on the team, like, you're not going to want to stay unless you're maybe in Florida.
Right.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it makes sense. Do I think they're going to do anything? I'm very, like, when I watch the Penguins play now, their exhibition games, I'm excited about the future. These young guys are coming in. Like, they're looking good. Like, they got some, energy. They got some skill. They got some finish. And I think when you go into training camp for the Pittsburgh Penguins, if I'm a young guy, I know there's opportunity. I know I can probably steal an older guy's spot if I play well. And that gets you excited. I think it gets some of those older guys a little shaken in their boots a little bit. But I'm very interested to see how they deploy all these players. Are they going to run with their old dogs? Are they going to keep playing Letang, Carlson, Gino, Sid, every second shift, every power play? Are they going to be able to sit on the bench and let a young guy try to score some goals, break in the league, get some confidence, and go from there? I think that's the biggest question mark for Muse, for the whole staff. How are they going to play this year? Because it seems they're on the puck. I think when you see them play right now, they're very supportive of each other. Whenever you watch it on TV, there's not many times you don't see five guys supporting the puck, which was very different last year. You always see them in a little beehive around the puck, which is great because it means they know they have to support the puck. They're not a team that can spread teams out. So they're already starting to play different in a way I think they need to play. They know, and I think Muse knows, they're not the high-flying, we're going to outscore you Penguins. They have to play. They got to win by committee, and they have to be like the old Boston Bruins. The old Boston Bruins, they were so well-positioned. They would beat you by just playing well-positioned and winning from what you give them. And that's what I'm seeing now. But, again, it's going to be interesting to see how Muse plays and sits, guys, because that's where, like, a veteran coach can look at Malkin and be like, no, this is what we're doing. When you have a guy that's his first year.
Especially with these guys.
In their 20th year. You know, again, these guys they're all Hall of Fame guys. Like, when they look back and be like, get me on the ice, is he going to look back and say no? Or is he going to crumble? Right. He might not crumble off the start, but let's see how it goes. And, again, I like how the Penguins are playing. I think they're playing fast. They're around the puck. But we haven't seen any of the big dogs in the lineup with everyone else, with the team yet. So
you're
going to
see that on Friday night in their final preseason game. Buffalo comes here. The Penguins beat them last night. They've won four in a row. Not that that matters.
Yeah.
But you saw some indication of what you were talking about. I think it's important to remember that Dan Muse was brought here because of his ability to bring out the best in young players. Mm-hmm. That was the key part of this, developing them. And he has a lot of young players. I want to start with you because I always look for new players who could break through on our lineup. And especially one that has guys who are Hall of Famers they want to keep around. They try to win now, too, while developing the future. Harrison Brunicki, he's a young kid who honestly probably could have made the roster last year. A lot of people I talked to said that he was playing that well in training camp. He's now 19 or 20, whatever he is. Is this year he does it? Because he seems like he's ready. He's a mature guy, from what I understand.
Who do you think he'd play with, though? That's what my
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think he's showing – know what the big thing in training camp, and I think I do think he deserves an opportunity, and what I love about him is he's showing confidence with the puck. He's making plays. That's the biggest thing. There's a lot of guys that have a ton of skill, but when they play with, like, Hall of Fame guys or they take that big step in the NHL, they don't want the puck enough. They don't want to, you know, keep the puck on their stick more than 5 seconds. They have that composure. And when I watch him, he has that. He demands the puck. He makes plays. And that's the whole game if you want to break in the NHL. You have to show them that you're a player and you can contribute to hanging on to the puck and making plays. Because, again, a lot of guys come up, they chip the puck, they run, they do this and that. They don't do anything. When you control the puck and you show that you can play with and you can make plays with other good players, that's what I'm seeing from him, and that's what I love. And I do think they're really going to have a good look. And that whole young crop, there's going to be a lot of tough decisions because they're all playing well.
Yeah,
they're all playing really well. They're all scoring. Even Fabry looked good last night. That Fabry, whatever. Yeah.
Robbie Fabry, he's a veteran.
Veteran guy.
Matt Dumba scored. He's a guy who will be there probably for them on the blue line.
But again, are you gonna play? Like, who are you gonna get rid of? You add Dumba. Are you gonna get rid of a young guy that, like, who? Shea?
Well, Shea's been playing well. I thought he made a good play last night when he realized they were on a delayed penalty. He went right to the net.
Right.
Because there was an extra tacker. There's nothing he can do to worry about defense. So he was trying to provide screens or whatever he was trying to do.
But if
I think
Dumba
St. Ivany got injured last night to some degree. I don't know the extent of it. Yeah, but how about a guy like Ryan Graves? Or is he just here because of his contract and they're going to have to keep it and eat it?
Those are the tough contracts Kyle Dubas signed, right? Let's be honest. Those are the ones that he might want to take back. Because now, with a Dumba who doesn't, like, Dumba's just as effective as Graves without the price tag, right? And that's the big thing now is the top guys are getting paid. Now, when you look at the bottom two defense, the bottom, say, half a third and fourth line, what they're doing now is they're finding a guy that can do the exact same thing just for $900,000 now compared to $2.5 million. $5 million, $6 million,
a lot of money.
So with a guy like Graves, I think he's on the outside looking in, but they've got to be trying to figure something out because you cannot have a guy making $6 million not playing.
That's
way too much.
And you hurt your team, even though Ryan Graves is not an integral part of what goes on, but you hurt your team if you play him just because he's making the money.
Right.
So that's a tough decision to make, but they have other guys who've stepped out. A guy like Connor Clifton's another one who, I don't know. I think it's going to be very difficult to see this final game, who plays, who doesn't, and also what they do heading into next Tuesday when they play the Rangers.
Because when you think of guys that were like the seventh defenseman, the extra, like they weren't guys making that much. Like when I was thinking of guys, like think of Ben Lovejoy. He was making like $800,000. Who was the guy that went from the Penguins to New York?
Defenseman?
Yeah. He never played very much.
When, though? When did
like
this happen?
Last year, 2 years ago. Ruedel.
Oh, yeah, Chad Ruedel. But he was a significant part of what their success was in his own little role.
In his own little role. Yeah. But how many games did he play? 25 a year?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, he played more at the end, I thought. His
price tag was what? Under $1 million?
Yeah.
Like, that's the key. The price tag and that's the key. Trying to find that happy medium of guys that can just get it done, that are under the salary cap, to pay guys like Kaprizov $17 million.
Yeah. But again, it's just like when the Penguins won the last couple of cups, they brought up all those guys from Wilkes-Barre and they weren't making anything. And they all had major roles, really, for their – so, yeah, good mix. It's going to be fascinating to watch. And I wonder, again, with Florida still looking for a replacement to their top center, if this, moves in that different direction as time goes on. I think the start of their season will determine a lot of what happens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.